Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
From your mouth to God's ears, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. I like that. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something we haven't done in ages. Okay? I need to make some clarifications. I had the terrific honor. Can we say terrific honor? Terrific honor. Of talking to Anne Graham Lotz today. And we did a recording. We did a wonderful recording. We were only supposed to do like 15, 20 minutes. Turned out to be like 35, 40 minutes. So we're doing some editing and splicing and stuff. And terrific interview. Really excited about it. And she wrote a book called Wounded by the Church. Wounded by the Church. Only been released 1 week. It's only been out 1 week. And I think for her, this is going to be her big sales. This book's going to really – she's done really well. She's written 11 other books. This one's going to be a big one. So this is the daughter of Billy Graham, which I incorrectly put the granddaughter of Billy Graham on my Facebook because why? I'm dumb. That's why. I think we've that well established, don't we? Okay, good. So what we are going to do is she was kind enough to give us some copies to give away. So over the next week, we're going to be giving away some copies. And also, Matt Chandler, who was on the other day, he's the pastor of the church in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth Combination Church, about 11,000 people. He who wrote the book, which is it's called To Live as Christ, To Die as Gain, which is a really intense commentary on Philippians. We're also going to be giving away that book. So we're going to be giving away two books. This first book is going to be from Anne Graham Lotz, okay, the first one, and it's called Wounded by the Church. So we're actually doing trivia. You know the last
time. Hey, Dave, guess what?
What? It's been so long since we did trivia. What's that?
I can't remember the last time we did.
What's that from? That's how long it's been. What's that from? Get it?
That's from the David Spoon Experience, okay. David.
All right. We're giving away the book from Anne Graham. I wish I had a copy. I know I put one in there. I'm sorry that I didn't give you a copyright over there. So this is what the trivia question is for. So here is the question. Name the angel. Uh-oh. There's not that many angel names in the Bible. Did you know that? There's only a couple. Just so you can know. Name the angel that fought the dragon in Revelation chapter 12. Name the angel that fought the dragon in Revelation chapter 12. What's our number here? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Brand new release on this book, which is pretty good. And man, what a subject about wounded by the church. If you've ever been in a church and you were hurt by the leadership or by the people, you are going to find this book to be a tremendous blessing because that is the exact experience. You would not think that the daughter of Billy Graham would go to a church and they would be mean or something like that. But they went to the same church for a number of years, and a new leadership came in, and they were felt threatened by them. And they went off the rails and went after him. So she recovered from that, obviously, and has gone on to a lot of great things. But this is for that book, which is a fabulous subject. One of my very, very, very favorite subjects is helping people recover from a woundedness that takes place. Because sometimes the church acts less like the church and too much like the world. That's just the fact. I can't help you on that one. So, number eight, what's everything okay?
Everything's fine. We had a lady, I told her that she needed to call back, and this is for other callers, too. If you don't got a good connection, we can't put you on the air.
Yeah, here's the thing. The thing is, it's radio, folks, okay? So, like, listen, I sound like a Muppet, Okay. So they've got this filter on my microphone, and then they got this other filter, and then they got these three other filters, and then they run my voice through this thing that makes me sound more like a Muppet because they're trying to continually humiliate me. But besides that, you got to be able to, I got to be able to hear you. I got to be able to at least know what you're saying. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Who was the angel in Revelation chapter 12 that fought to the enemy, fought the beast? That's the question. If you get it right, you win the Anne Graham Lotz book, which is Wounded by the Church. Very important subject to me. Very personally important, because I've gone through being wounded. And unfortunately, I think I've been on the other end where I've hurt people as well. So,
Mr. David.
Yes.
We have Daniel on line one, and he's all set to go to answer the trivia.
Okay. Daniel, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Is this the first time you've heard the show?
This is not.
Oh, this is not. You are a brave man indeed. Let me ask you this. Are you ready to answer the big question? What was the name of the angel that fought against Satan in Revelation chapter 12?
Michael.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Nice job on that. Very nice.
Cool.
Is that something you had to think about, or did you just kind of know it right away?
Well, I had to think about it. I had to look it up, actually.
Okay. Well, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's what we're going to do. So I'm going to give you the opportunity. We have this book by Anne Graham Lotz, which is, man, I'm telling you right now, I was going through the book today. It's if you know anybody in your life that's ever been hurt by a church experience, this will give you such great equipping to minister to them. It's incredible. I mean, that's a really powerful element. So we're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have a robot producer get your information, and then we're going to coordinate to get you the book, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Okay, what else we got?
Well, we have Estrella, the first caller that called
back.
She's on line two if you want to do another giveaway.
Yeah, we can do it, and maybe she would like the other book from Matt. Maybe it's Matt Chandler, right? To Live as Christ, to Die as Gain. She can also do it. Yeah,
sure. What's her name?
What's her name again? What was her name?
Her name is Estrella.
Estrella. Okay. Estrella, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
Okay. Beautiful day, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. Okay. So now we already had that one answered, but I got another one all ready for you to go. So if you're feeling comfortable, I'm going to ask you this other question. And then if you get it right, I'm going to give you a choice between the book from Anne Graham Lotz or from Matt Chandler. So you can either get the one called Wounded by the Church or to live as Christ and to Die as Gain. So you'll have a choice if you get them right, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. All right. Name the city that walls fell when the trumpets were blown with Joshua as the leader.
Jericho.
That is correct, ma'am. You are a winner. That is very nice. Did you have to think about that one?
No.
Oh, see that? good job. All right, let me ask you a couple questions. Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I have you on my Facebook, and I met you before, too.
Oh, you did? Well, so where did we meet?
In the elevator.
Oh, at the elevator. I think I remember you. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now I know who you are. Takes me a second. Takes me. You know me. I move a little slow. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box.
Oh.
All right, now which of these two books would you rather have? Which of these?
I really want to try the one that Billy Graham's daughter.
Okay. All right, let's see. We got several copies, so we'll be able to coordinate that for you. Here's what I'm going to need you to do. Just because of the time crunch, and I know that Robo producer, he can't get a hold of everybody. He's got one guy and gets like 30 calls. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna have you give him your number, and he's gonna call you back in between segments so that he can get the information from you, as opposed to just having you sit on hold for like 10 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
Is that good? Okay, good. All right, so road producer, let's get her number, and then you can call her back and get the information from Daniel that way. Let's take an exit and give you a chance to do that. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So here's what we're gonna do: we take a break and come back. And when we come back, I promise I'm going to get to a DDD. I promise. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
In North County, South County, and everywhere in between, there's a Mossy dealership close by and ready to serve you. When you're shopping for a new or used vehicle, there's only one place to go, Mossy. Discover how easy car shopping can be at Mossy.com. That's Mossy.com.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Hi, this is Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. With me is top real estate broker and short sale specialist, Vince Guncio. So, Vince, what is a short sale?
A short sale is when a homeowner sells their home for less than what is owed to the bank.
Are there benefits to a short sale?
The main benefit is avoiding foreclosure and eliminating your debt obligations while reducing the long-term damage to their credit.
How about disadvantages?
Deciding upon a short sale is one of the most complex legal decisions a person may ever make. And as you know, Sean, most people rely on unqualified real estate agents to get their legal advice.
You know, you're right, Vince. I see it all the time. People coming in with major legal issues that could have been avoided had they spoken to us first. And that's why right now we are going to offer all KPRZ listeners a free attorney consultation. If you're considering a short sale, you owe it to yourself to call Doan now. If you have a loan, call Doan, 760-746-4476. Again, 760-746-4476, or visit us at doanlaw.com.
The MFT education you need to be an exceptional counselor is available in San Diego. Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center offers a master's in clinical psychology with an emphasis in marriage and family therapy. This program meets the academic requirements for both MFT and LPCC licensure for the state of California. Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Space is limited for our next cohort starting soon. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, Director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I want to invite you to begin your personal transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego. The same place noted alumni Miles McPherson, Mike McIntosh, and John Maxwell earned their theology degrees.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. There's nothing like talking on the microphone and then pulling your headset off out of the box and then you can't hear yourself. It's funny. It's like all of a sudden you think, like, is anybody listening? It's like, well, I'm not even listening. How can anybody be listening? Anyway, this segment, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend. Did you guys hear that the commercial with the rain and Noah and the Lord speaking? Is that just like the best? Okay, 20 years of experience, active member of the BBB, licensed bonded over 40 different classifications. You know what? Eric, totally cool dude. You want somebody working on your roof that you can kind of count on that person taking care of you and caring about what it is that you're going through? You got a house that's got an issue? This is the kind of guy you want to do business with. New roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, it doesn't matter. Excalibur Roofing, got you covered. Got you covered. 760-743-8803. Got you covered. You see, it's what they call humor. If you're not getting any of that, check to see if you have a pulse. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Or you go to excaliberroofing.com. That's the website. All estimates are free. And I'll tell you, because he's a brother in the Lord, one thing you can do is you can count on Eric to take care of business. That's all. That's it. That's what you want. Boom. Done. Okay, so because I haven't done a DDD because I've been yapping away, and I just want to say RoboProducer proved me wrong and him right, because I was like, you got to call the people back. And they're like, we'll hang on. I'm like, what? So people are willing to hang on. I love it. I appreciate it. And thanks for responding on the trivia questions. Thanks for everybody that called. Let's do this DDD. I'm back off the grid. I'm back on the grid, so to speak. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 through 11. This DDD is very, very important to me because it's personal. Boy, it's been a lot of personal stuff lately. I don't know. I don't know if the Lord's just trying to teach me, help me grow up. I don't know what he's doing. He's definitely working on me, so that goes without saying. Anyway, Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 11 say the following. Then Moses said to the Lord, please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither recently nor in times past, nor since you have spoken to your servant. For I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. The Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Here's the situation. It's not a complex situation. Moses is like, man, you want me to be your spokesman? You want me to speak for you? I don't speak good. I'm not eloquent. I'm not a smooth talker. You know why I love this? Ladies and gentlemen, I know you listen to the radio show. We have a lot of fun. We do a great deal of variety. I talk a lot. I'm not a great speaker. I don't have an eloquent voice. I don't have smooth speech. Like I said, most people think I sound like a Muppet. It's okay. But sometimes not being something is just what the Lord wants in order to use you so that he can show that it's him. So Moses is like, not a good speaker. I shouldn't be speaking. And I think, you know, I shouldn't be speaking either. But it's the Lord that gives the person the mouth. It's the Lord that gives the person the eyes. It's the Lord that gives the person the insight, the heart, the mind, the gifts of revelation and illumination and understanding. And even though God allowed Moses in this case, he wasn't happy about it, by the way, because in another DDD I showed, the Lord gets angry with Moses. He gets mad at him. Okay, but God's immediate response to Moses when Moses goes, I can't speak good, Lord. I'm not a good talker. God's response is, who gives people their abilities? Mo, I do. It's regardless of our perceptions, regardless of our understandings, God's declarations, God's enablings, and dare I say, God's projects are not required to be fulfilled by perfect people who do everything perfect and say everything perfect and think everything perfect and do everything perfect. There's a few churches out here in Southern California that even say, we're not perfect people. If you're perfect, don't come. You'll ruin us. The bottom line is we're not perfect. We do the best we can. We're trying to move forward. But you have to understand. I have to understand. Moses should have understood, and I'm certain by the time he was all set, he understood. God doesn't need perfect to work. He needs willing. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be the smartest dad. You don't need to be like a robot producer, certainly in my life, one of the best engineers. He doesn't got to be perfect. He's got to be robot producer. He's got to be who he is. I don't have to be perfect in the teach. I got to communicate what the Lord puts on my heart, what he gives me. You know what? The Lord may have called you to something, and you may be resisting because you're not perfect at it. You're not. You don't have a triple A plus 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 in your own evaluation. God doesn't need triple A plus plus plus. He needs yes, Lord. That's what he needs. He doesn't need you to be the best at what you're doing. He needs you to be there. He needs you to be present. You know, one of the most amazing things to me is that, and I'm always impressed with the people that wake up and they start their day and they say to the Lord, not in a formulated prayer, but in an honest moment of prayer, they say, what would you like me to do in for you, in your kingdom? What can we do together today? People who are really sincere about that, those to me, those are my heroes. Those are people that are really in Christ from the beginning of the day until the end. They're not perfect. They're just willing. I wish I was more willing. I wish I was better at it. And I think some of you out there, maybe you've got a call. The Lord's brought you to a place and he wants you to get busy. But you're like, I'm not good enough. Hey, you're right. You're not. But just be willing. And let's see if the Lord uses you. Okay. Am I past time, by the way? I'm like way past time. Yeah, I'm past time. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I told you I'd get a DDD in. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to talk about, I guess, some news, because we have to cover some of the news. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with my friend Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, you've got an exciting new program going on right now, don't you?
Hi, Kevin. We sure do. You know, all summer I've been talking about the wonderful specials we've been offering here at Monte Vista, and now we've opened up a new opportunity for folks who want to move to a senior living community, but it might have been a little over budget for them. Rates for this new program start at $1,300 a month.
Wow.
I mean, wow, I know. Kevin, I've been here for 13 years, and we have never had an opportunity like this to make Monte Vista Village available to so many people. This is a fabulous time to join us and take advantage of all the activities, our wonderful walking paths, transportation, and of course the opportunity for conversation with your peers. So don't stay at home by yourself. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331 and see what your life could be like.
Take advantage of these great rates now. 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Most of us in San Diego have a safe, dry place to sleep every night. Yet while we're at home in our beds, nearly 10,000 homeless men, women, and children in America's finest city seek comfort on the streets. Now celebrating its seventh year, San Diego Rescue Mission Sleepless in San Diego benefit has become a key part of our city's response to help the homeless. Join us on Saturday, September 21st at Liberty Station in Point Loma. Stay late or sleep out to help the homeless. The minimum fundraising goal of $30 per person will provide 18 nutritious dinners to homeless San Diegans at San Diego Rescue Mission. Enjoy hosted dialogues on key topics, music by Dr. Seahorse, and hands-on activities like care package assembly to help those in need. Register now at sleeplesssandiego.org. That's sleeplesssandiego.org. Sleepless San Diego is brought to you by San Diego Rescue Mission, changing lives since 1955. Sleepless is made possible in part by SDG&E, a Sempra Energy utility, Procopio, Corey, Hargreaves, and Savage, Bank of America, and the Sequan Band of the Kumeyaay Nation.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14 helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Quick weather update. Pretty nice. I'm telling you, it's been nicer the last couple of days. It hasn't been as hot.
I made the mistake of going out to lunch.
Why would that be a mistake?
Because going out to lunch? To come back into air conditioning after a beautiful 75-degree
right,
day.
Right. All right. How was traffic when you went to lunch?
There wasn't much traffic when I was out there. There were cars on the road.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I head back on the 805 or the 5, which ultimately becomes the 5 one way or another, that there's always these two spots where it just like goes and then... Then either people start calling me or I start calling people.
For whatever reason, here in La Jolla, as they call the Golden Triangle, all traffic stops at almost all points of the day. It's weird.
Yeah. And why do they call it that? What is it? The Bermuda Triangle?
What it seems like to me.
People going there and disappearing? I didn't know that was happening. I thought this was interesting, and I only want to make a short note of it because it's one of those notes that makes me want to think, man, if I had a tissue. A teacher tells a student that she can't write about God. They had an assignment where they're supposed to write about somebody they idolized. Now, hold on here. Nothing like teaching them idolatry right off the bat. Nice job, people. Anyway, then the child said it was God, and the teacher said, nope. That doesn't work, and told the child to take the paper about God home. Listen to this. Ready? Here's the line. Because it cannot remain on school property.
You really don't want to know what I would have done there.
Is that the most bizarre? And then I thought, is that story true? I mean, I just wanted to double check. Sure enough, school tells child she can't write about God and told her to take it off the school property because you can't have God on the school property. So I only have... three very fast things to say. We got a break anyway, but three very fast things to say. Number one, remember Sandy Hook? Remember that whole thing? Number two, good. Kick God out of the schools. Number three, good. Then blame God for all the disasters. You see, people are, it's incredible. You can't have God on the property. Oh, that piece of paper has God on it. That must be God. Is that the most ridiculous thing? So what do you tell me? That in the school library, they can't have a Bible? The most read book ever? The most published book ever?
And you take public polls from the adults, and the adults want it in schools.
How ridiculous is that kind of thinking? Oh, you can't idolize God. We want you to idolize people, because gosh, worship of God is incorrect. Worship of people is great.
Dave, I would have taken the paper... made it into a paper airplane and soared it over the school campus.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You know what you can't do? You can't believe that people think that this is okay. Anybody who thinks this is lost their minds. They should not be – anybody that speaks up for this school and for the teacher should not be in any kind of public position at all. It's terrible. People are ridiculous. That's the kind of stuff you think, what is wrong with you? What is the matter with you? There's not any amount of therapy or Prozac that's going to help you. You're just. I mean, I'm going to go with the Gazoo reference.
You know, I know most of these stories. People think there's no way that these can't be true. Well, you know, the closer we get to the end times, I don't know.
The more often they
they happen.
No kid. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got some other things to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Save 50% on special purchases of quality carpet and flooring at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Find huge savings in every department and buy now, pay later with 12-month no-interest financing. Details at kohlsfineflooring.com or visit any of Kohl's 8 locations.
Mark Larson is right on the mark.
So now it's come down to this. After much huffing and puffing about Syria and being on the brink of military action because red lines were crossed and then supposedly no red lines, and now we wait. And we count on the Russians to help with a proposed deal allowing Syria to ante up all their chemical weapons that they claimed they didn't really have. Reagan said trust but verify, and he was right. And now the Obama administration is invoking Reagan to work on that verification. But we're also told we need Russia's help. So just like we now have to rely on Russia to take our American astronauts to our space station, since we have no cohesive space program with budget cuts, and the Russians charge we the people, the taxpayers, up to $100 million per seat on their rockets, so I guess we're outsourcing more to the Russians. While we work on verifying and avoiding more Middle East chaos, Vladimir Putin looks more like a more bold leader. He's even written an op-ed article in the New York Times taking the lead on Syria and chastising our president for his comment about America being exceptional. President Obama said that the other night without the PC edition of saying, well, every nation gets to be exceptional, too. For once, I agreed with the Obama speech in that line, and now Putin's all over that. Oh, and Putin also invokes God in his Times article. Talk about changing times and roles. So who conveys more strength right now, Mr. Obama or Mr. Putin? Watch their actions, and sure, when warranted, trust, but let's really stay focused on the verify part. I rest my case. I'm Mark Larson on KPRZ, 1210 AM.
Dust mites. You've heard of those nasty, creepy things, haven't you? True or false, dust mites live only in pillows. Wrong. Dust mites need only a warm spot and food to live and breed. That means they can be in your carpet, mattress, or couch. Put your foot down today. Rid your home of these pesky buggers with Zero Res. Those bugs hate Zero Res because they know hot alkaline water is on its way. Zero Res is the absolute best because they eliminate harsh chemicals using scientifically created alkaline water to clean the carpet. It's U.S. patented. The EPA and the FDA say the water is safe and effective. Your carpet will be soft, smell fresh, and look great. You'll even feel good removing your shoes again. Zero Res technicians are knowledgeable, professional, and you know I use them, and they're great. To get your $99 back-to-school sales price, call 858-486-4100 today or book online at ZeroSanDiego.com. Call now for the $99 sale, 858-486-4100. Everyone says, use Zero Res.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's like, no, what kind of call is that? Brian wrong, you know? What can you do? Welcome. I'll play that again. I want to hear that again. Did I say that? What is it? No, what kind of call is that? Brian wrong, you know? What can you do? Wow, I'm a nutball. Wowzer, bowser. I'm not sure that's good or not. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, heavenly talk, and apparently gibberish. We should add gibberish to that, too. It's like, what kind of call is that? Try and run. You know? What can you do? All righty. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us. What show is that from? Is that from today?
That's from when we had Justin on.
Oh, okay.
Because we're talking sports.
Oh, okay. Got it. Welcome to David Spoon Experience at KPRZ. I got to pick up the note here. KPRZ 1210 AM here in San Diego. By the way, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com or just call me up and say you want to donate $1 million to my favorite charity, which would be my checking account. Also, that's a joke. Okay, well, only partly. All right, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, make a comment. You can say whatever, you know. I mean, you don't want to say, you know, gosh, I wish you would go to H-E-double-L-double hockey sticks. We don't want to be mean.
But we do like hockey.
Love hockey. You don't even know, but I'm counting down the day. I mean, literally, you're talking about 3 weeks.
Like, I'm actually looking forward to hockey because I've never been to a game, and this season I am going to a game.
Well, you, me, and Noah, we're going to a Ducks game.
Sweet.
You're going to have the kids stay at the grandparents or, I don't know, float on a barge and come back in a day, whatever. We're going to a Ducks game.
Cool.
And I can't go to the Red Wings one, though, because I already did that once, and everybody there, if I come back in that same Red Wing apparel, they know who I am. They hate me. Anyway.
It's like you didn't like octopus being thrown on the field.
I would be like a hockey puck they would all be trying to get rid of. Anyway, so also you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. That's it. That's my handle. I got the one quick story, awesome story. It's the solution for everything I've been looking for. And then a DDD. So here I got the solution for everything I've been looking for. How do you find the solution to everything you've been looking for? How is that even possible except for finding it in Jesus? How is that possible? Well, here it is. Now, this is not the solution for everything I've been looking for. It's just a solution to a lot of problems. It turns out, I didn't tell you this story yet. It turns out that there's a super Earth 40 light years away from our planet. Did I tell you about this one? This is a kind of a sci-fi one.
No, I didn't.
This is another, again, from our good friends in Japan.
They get all the cool stuff.
I don't know what's going on with this. Anyway, there's super Earth 40 light years away. It's rich in water with a thick, steamy atmosphere, confirm Japanese astronomers. Now,
sounds like a souffle.
No, well, what I was going to say is I'm just hoping the telescope isn't looking into a Chinese restaurant where they're serving like rice and stuff that's steamy. And I mean, that's what I'm hoping. But this is what they're saying. It's called GJ1214B. That reminds me of Stargate, doesn't it? Because it's like a Stargate address. GJ1214B is 2.6 times the Earth's diameter in weight and it weighs 7 times more. It was discovered as part of the ground-based ME project in 2009. The observation by the Subaru telescope. Oh, was it on a Subaru?
Great cars.
It was a decent car. Could help scientists find out more about the planet's birthplace and formation of history. Japanese astronomers used the Subaru telescope to observe planetary transits of the super Earth, which is located in the center of the Milky Way. Ladies and gentlemen, you should rejoice. We finally have a solution for all the secular progressives and all the atheists and the climate changers and all the other schmoes on the planets like extreme liberal Democrats. Send them to the super Earth. That's all. We're done. They want a
and
place.
The first to go is Al Gore.
Yeah, they got a place. There's no cars. There's,
Al, you can be president.
There's no McDonald's. They got nothing to worry about. The PETA people can go there. There's no cows. So there's no cars. There's no cows. They can all go. I'll help pay. They can take some extra money out of my whopping paycheck for it. Everybody on board. Choo-choo. See you later. Wow, wouldn't that solve a lot of problems? Yikes. Anyway, now that I've done that, there's all these people out there going, you know, you can't talk like that. That's insulting. You ain't heard nothing yet. Wait till we get to the one-year anniversary. You think that's insulting? Holy moly. I love how Jesus taught to people. You know, he never said anything bad to the Pharisees, except for in one chapter, chapter 23, 15 different times he calls them names. Besides that thing there, besides that there, by calling them, you know, vipers, snakes, brood of vipers, liars, hypocrites. I mean, besides all that, I'm mild compared to what the Lord did. I mean, the Lord was like, you are this. And then who's going to argue with him? Well, apparently the Pharisees tried. From an eternal point of view, I don't think that worked out so good. Here's my DDD for the moment. This is I don't want to say it's a great DDD. This is going to be hard on Robo Producer. He's not going to want to hear this. This is going to be one that he's going to go, don't say it. Say it. So this is an often unspoken wisdom. One verse, Exodus 4:18. Go ahead and write that down. Exodus 4:18 says this. Then Moses departed and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go that I may return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see if they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. Now you're sitting there thinking, okay, how does that apply to me? Let's see. Moses comes back from his experience with the burning bush. He comes back with his experience where God talks to him, tells him he's going to lead the people. He comes back. He goes to Jethro, his father-in-law. He's like, Dad, got to go. You got to go, got to go. The Lord told me to go. And Jethro goes, okie doke, go in peace. All right, now what's that all about? First, he says, let me go. It's not the song from Cecil B. DeMille. Let me go. That's what it is. Second, the father-in-law, Jethro, also has another name, by the way. And, oh, I think that's funny. People go, people can't have two names in the Bible. Right. They don't call me Spoon. They don't call me David. They don't call me Moron. I got three names right there. So, of course they do. Anyway, he says, let me go. His father-in-law goes, go in peace. You know what the key in that is? Knowing that there are times to let something or someone go. The hard lesson for humanity is there are times where past pains, situations, something, or someone in your life is like, I got to go. And sometimes you got to go in peace. It's so hard because being a parent and then being somebody who's in charge, your kid's moving out or they do this or that, you're like, But you got to remember that sometimes a person is being directed by God, and that direction from God does not always come through you or through me or through anybody else. Remember, God could be in it. So when somebody says, I got to go, sometimes you got to let them go. When somebody says sometimes, that's not all the time, but this requires discernment. And I'm not talking about marriages splitting up because somebody has an urge to feel like they're 13 again. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about when somebody is in your life, let's say they're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 22, and you as a parent, sometimes you got to let them go. It's hard. Don't tell me it's not hard. It's hard. It's like, all right, you're on your own. You know, go in peace, man. Go in peace. And sometimes
I'm already experiencing that when the kids are just off trying to do like their own thing in their own social realm. And that's hard enough. And they're going to be leaving the house.
And then when they have a car, right? They
not
get
yet.
That. I know, but even when they're 18, they get the car and they get the independence. You got to, there's a point where you got to go. And this is a very tough lesson for people. God lends you his children. See, that's, people hate that. But here it is. If you just read 1 Samuel, you find out. And I would even read it in the King James just so you can really get the understanding. For Samuel's mom, I think it was Hannah, was her name. Anyway, she even said, the Lord lent me this child. Any child you have, it's on loan from the Lord until the Lord claims. And then this 9 years, that child is first and foremost a child of God, not your child. And people hate that. Like, no. It's like, yes. All properties and all peoples belong to God, period. And when they're old enough, God may claim that ticket. And it's a good thing to learn to be able to say, go in peace. You can't always fight departures. You can't do it. And then for some of us, sometimes it's a thing. You know what I mean by that? It's a thing. You got to let it go. You got to just letting it go. It's all you, Lord. It's all about you. You're in charge. I know it's hard, but it's important. You know what I mean? It's a part of growth. After all, God let his son go right here to planet Earth. Then he let his son die right in front of him. Sometimes you got to let it go. Got it? That's a good one, huh? You gotta like that one. Anyway.
I got some oat for you. Get up. I got a lot of oat.
Okay, I didn't follow the first part, but you tell me about it later. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got another interesting segment that might make you scratch your head if you have an itch.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Uh-oh, no air conditioning? What now? Call Howe. That's Bill Howe Heating and Air. Highly trained technicians and the name you can trust for all your cooling needs. And a Bill Howe team member can take your call 24/7. Call 1-800-BILL-HOWE or visit billhowe.com.
Important. New regulations announced at the end of August by the FHA drastically limit your options in obtaining a reverse mortgage. So take action now. A financial assessment, lowered principal limit, escrow set-asides will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program and essentially limit the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can help alleviate skyrocketing medical costs, receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements, but that'll change as well. Join Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco for Tom Hamm's Lighthouse, a special dinner workshop, Harbor Island on September 12th at 6 p.m. If you or your spouse are 62 or older, there's still time to access the maximum amount of cash available to you. Call 866-611-30 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse, that's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE 01853626 0116276 NMLS 2773162801206.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
We joined MediShare back when I lost my job that provided family health coverage. We really liked the biblical approach of Christians sharing each other's medical bills, not to mention the cost savings. Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, just a year after it took my dad. Needless to say, I was scared. I was so thankful for the way MediShare guided me through every step, choosing treatment, finding a doctor, and its members sharing all my medical bills. Over $72,000 so far. We would have had to sell our home. For us, MediShare has been a godsend.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Go
Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Let's see. Want to reach the show? Let's see. How can they reach the show? Let's think.
Carrier pigeon is always available.
Okay, carrier pigeon. Okay, we did that. We did the parachuting. That's kind of dangerous. Skydiving. You can also reach the show by pretending you're on Star Trek and just assuming that you can be transported over to the studio. You can do that, too.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? You can do that email thing, that electronic mail, for those that don't know what email is. Just curious. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because...
That's your handle.
That's my handle. That's my handle. It is. It is.
That's
my handle. There you go. I got a couple of jokes I can go out with, or I can go out with a DDD. So I guess that doesn't matter. Let's joke it up. First joke of the day. Ready? New York Times is a solidly unbiased newspaper. Okay. Vladimir Putin really cares. The Chargers are going to win the Super Bowl. Oh, sorry. Probably better stop right there. Okay, anyway. All right, here we go. Joke number one. All right, you got to rank these on from terrible to awful.
Got it.
And we need the gong back. You can't just use that buzzer. You got to
give me 15 seconds.
You find the gong while I set up this joke because it's one of those one-liners that I kind of like. And I think it's cute to me. All right, here we go. You find the gong, you let me know. Here we go. And I don't think you'll gong this one anyway. Why did the barber win the race? Why did the barber win the race?
Because he took a short cut.
That is 100% correct, sir. You are a How did you know that? That's a good one, dude.
You might say it was sheer luck.
Oh, my goodness. I've haired enough. The last two were made up, people. Okay. Where do boats go when they get sick?
The dry dock?
The dock. Yeah, the dock. That's pretty good. Man, you're 2 for 2. That's incredible. All right, fine. Why did the child study in the airplane?
I don't know.
He wanted to get a higher education. Aha! I got by you. Okay. Now, these are not as Christian, which is my way of saying the first ones weren't Christian, but these ones really aren't Christian. So you have the Christian jokes, then you have the non-Christian jokes. This qualifies under the non-Christian joke category, okay? All right. Tell me this isn't funny, though. Why do Americans choose from just 2 people to run for president and 50 people for Miss America?
I haven't the slightest clue.
That's the whole joke. That's it right there. Okay. It's a nice gong. I like that. Tell me this is not genius, though. This line right here. My opinions may have changed, but not the fact that I'm right.
That's funny.
That's a classic. This is for gun control and non-gun control people, for both of them. We have enough gun control. What we need is idiot control.
Ready, aim, fire.
Okay. We'll close out with this one. Not the Christianist, but funny. You know, funny's funny. I can't help you. Never hit a man with glasses. Hit him with a baseball bat. See, come on. That's all right. Okay. I was gonged. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got to just laugh sometimes. Although the doc one.
That was pretty funny. Hey, I got 2 out of 5. I think.
That was amazing. You are like on a roll. Once you're on the bagel, though, then it's all done.
Yeah, I think it's the Rubio's talking.
Yeah, I think the Rubio's has helped you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're going to take a 22-hour break, and when we come back tomorrow, well, you know, it's Fantastic Friday. I don't know. I just made that one up. But we're just going to have fun tomorrow. That's what we do 22 hours from now. Don't be late or you'll be sorry. We'll see you then.
Through the hard times and the good, I have to celebrate you, baby.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.